Hey man, this is Dalvin. If you're not listening to Not That Serious Podcast on iTunes or SoundCloud, you're really bugging.
Dom checking in for another episode of Not That Serious, the podcast. If you haven't checked it out, I really don't know what you're doing with your life.
Hey yo, it's Mina. Check out Not That Serious Podcast with my boy LZ and Big Mike, the realest motherfucking podcast ever. Okay.
Yo, it's your boy Shake, and I'm fucking with the Not That Serious Podcast where niggas wear silk daddies even if they got bald heads.
It sucks so much getting over sickness, doesn't it, guys?
Can't tell you, I don't know what it's like this year.
Been sick all year.
You really been sick all year.
Been sick all year.
I've actually been doing pretty well this year. Been taking my vitamins, drinking my orange juice.
Corey's got the package.
The package. What was that from Rent?
Trapped in the closet.
Oh, okay. Well, same thing.
West Side Story.
Yeah, same
thing. Trapped in the closet.
Rent. It's all the same.
All the same.
Everybody has AIDS.
They go into the crowd just AIDS pamphlets.
That was an episode of South Park. You remember that? They did an episode of South Park and they were making fun of Rent. And they're like, everybody has AIDS. Because Rent was about HIV.
Really?
Yeah. That's why I said it's the same thing as Trapped in the Closet.
Wow.
Because remember, the bull had HIV.
That's crazy.
Oh my God.
It's the package. The package. I don't even know if I'm R. Kelly make AIDS sound good.
The
package. Oh,
like,
no.
That was what did they find out at the church? Like, it was like the results or something?
I don't know, bro.
Remember, it dragged.
It dragged a long time.
It dragged because they went into the church at one point.
I think I dropped off once. They brought the big girl with the country accent.
Oh, the white John.
And then she started like, and in the
clock,
and in the bathroom.
It
was like,
was
a midget?
Yeah, it was a midget. I was like,
all right, this is it. Yeah. This is where I get off the train.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm good, bro.
That nigga was clearly on drugs when he made that because, woo.
Yeah, he was off that motherfucking ass seed.
Fighting them perks like a little baby.
That nigga was fighting them perks like a little baby.
Dog, listen. Little baby was really fighting.
You saw that?
Yeah.
He was actually fighting.
He said he was fighting his demons.
Well, his demons was named Perk 30. Perk 30 and 40.
He needs to stop doing drugs because he cannot handle it.
No, he can't.
Every time I see him, he looks crazy.
He looks like a crack fiend. Like,
speaking of that, did you see, well, first of all, episode
91B?
91.5? Yeah, 91. Yeah, we'll do an A side and a B side.
Yeah, 91.
So this is the B side technically. Yeah. All right, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, go ahead. You want to introduce or whatever?
Oh, yeah. What's going on, everybody? It's Not That Serious, the podcast.
Yeah.
Episode 91B.
Mm-hmm.
91B. Why are we calling it that? Because 91A. You know, we ended up, we came here, we
fucked
got
around.
So what we did something we usually never do in the history of this podcast. We got together early. And not only did we get together early, we got together early and we didn't fuck around. So we were actually, what's that word? The P word? Productive?
Oh.
Whoa, whoa.
Well, yeah.
Can you not curse?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Can you watch your mouth, you fucking
sorry.
Cunt?
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Being an asshole. We were the P word here. And I'm not talking pussy. We were the P word here. You know, we started recording right away. We had our guest in the last episode.
Yeah.
Shout out to Sam Duesenberry. Corey's cousin on the from the Pick and Pop podcast.
Yeah.
He was guesting on the other episode, the A-side.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, which I kind of anticipated would kind of happen, but it ended up for sure happening, is we ended up being 3 hours of just
strictly sports.
And we know our listeners.
Yeah.
And a lot of them have vaginas that get flaky when it gets wet.
Oh my
we have God. A lot of women that have discharges. and that discharge is not like sports. So we were like, all right, this isn't gonna work. But this is this sports talk is really gold. What do we do? You know, we missed you last week.
Yeah.
We're gonna give you niggas two.
Long stroke I'm like,
long stroke I'm like Lil Webby can't when he got in trouble at 106 and Park. shout out to Charlotte McGay.
Charlotte my guy.
Charlotte
my guy. The God.
He's like, y'all got some names on here, boy.
Y'all got some names in this motherfucker.
DJ Angela Gee. Angela Gee and Charlotte McGay.
Charlotte McGay, the God. Is that one of the best moments of the decade?
No.
One of the best moments
of the decade? We'll get there.
Okay.
We'll get there. Now I'm thinking about them. I have one 100%.
Okay.
You know, so we were like, you know what? We'll just do a B-side where one, we're talking about sports, and then the other side, we're talking our regular
whatever. Pop culture. Talking our fucking hoopla.
Talking our real stick talk, you know what I mean?
Stick talk.
So, hello, everybody.
What's cracking?
This is the Not That Serious Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Big Mike in the building.
I'm LZ.
Your boy, Corey.
Yes, and it has been 2 weeks, we know. But, you know, it was the holidays, and we were also two of us at least. I know one of us, myself, was very sick.
Yeah.
And could not do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still kind of fighting it off. And as you can hear, Corey is dying. But, you know.
I'm going to hold it down. P.O.P. Hold it now.
Yeah, we're going to make
it. We're all right.
We're all right.
But we're here, man.
We are here in the new year in 20.
Fucking 2020.
Sheesh. I'm looking at my computer. It says 1/1/2020, and wow,
wow, Zooey Mama!
I could have swore the computers were in the robots.
Yeah, how are we not flying?
Yeah, I thought we would be in like Futurama by now.
The facts.
How I have my own robot.
Bus is flying.
I don't know. Or, we should be transportation should be like a Fortnite.
No, bus. we don't have flying buses, but we got a vending machine where you can purchase a teenage girl's panties.
Nah.
Japan.
What?
You can purchase teenage used panties in a vending machine in Japan.
Wait, teenage girls?
19.
Oh, the barely legals?
Yeah.
The barely legal. Yeah, that's
scary.
No, I don't like those either. I like my pussy 24.
That's the dark
side. I like my pussy 24.
That's the dark side of porn.
Yeah, I don't get into that.
Yeah, no, I'm weird.
I got some new shit I'm fucking with porn now.
Which is what?
My new shit right now. See, when I say it out loud,
sounds weird.
It sounds
what cuckold? What is it?
But half these pornos are when like these situations that the pornos are in, it sounds a little rapacious.
I'm here though.
But all right, so my new shit is this series called like Shoplifters.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I love
what?
It.
I never heard this.
So,
Break it down for me, brother.
It's hot.
It's low-key funny that you get to jerk off, so it's kind of like the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
Exactly, it is.
So, it's like, all right. Because
it's funny to me.
Yeah.
What happens?
So, basically, shoppers are serious where they act like they catch these girls shoplifting in the stores.
Uh-huh.
Or they have like a similar series where they do the pawn shop.
I've never seen that.
All right, so what? I'll tell the pawn shop after you tell yours.
Okay. So the shoplifters is where they catch these girls shoplifting in the store,
yeah,
in the mall, or whatever have you, in Claire's. Or whatever they say. Claire's. So they bring the girl in. And they're always at least 18.
Barely.
So they bring them in, you know. And they're like, you know, we caught you. And there's always the officer. He's like, we caught you selling 17 barrettes and 3 things of lip gloss. That's a whopping $27. We're going to call your parents down here. Or we're going to call the police. Oh, no. Oh, no, Mr. Security Officer. Don't call the police. And it's always... Or I'll do anything. You'll do anything. Yes, just don't call my parents, please. Well, all right. Take your clothes off.
Oh, no. chicka waka chicka waka chicka. Yeah.
And it's always gonna suck this dick. No, I don't want it. Well, I'll call your. You want your parents to come down here? Well, not really. Now let me stick it in.
No, I don't think you should do that.
Well, I don't think you should be stealing. Should I call the?
Okay.
And you're gonna act like you like it.
No, I don't want to act like I like it.
I actually, it got worse. Actually,
it worse. And like, and I keep explaining.
As you went, it yeah, worse. You explained it,
but I'll stop.
I got a little uncomfortable.
Yeah. One of the scenes, in one of the scenes, it ended extra special, where he came in there without permission.
Okay. Like,
what do you mean? Did you come in me?
Isn't that what you wanted?
No.
and scene.
This is her like picking through it. And Finn. So
the pawn,
standard.
Yeah.
Great stuff.
The pawn one is very similar to that. Usually, a woman goes in the pawn shop. She needs money.
No.
She's desperate.
She's in there trying to sell the gold necklace.
She's trying to sell the gold. They offer her like this amount, but she's like, oh, but I need this amount to pay my rent.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, all right, we'll talk in the back.
Nice.
Back.
Yeah, they always come in the back. And then obviously, you know, he's like, all right, you gotta give me a head. And then she's like, all right, I'll give you more money, let me fuck. It's all right. Sometimes my favorite.
If you get lucky.
Boyfriend's there. The boyfriend has to watch.
Oh, it turns to a little cuck action. Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's that. So, it's very similar. You know?
Yeah. Oh, another one that I'm into. It's called. What is it called? Oh, shit. No. What is it? No. Cuckold? No. Damn it, I was just thinking. It was just on the top.
What happened, isn't it?
I was just thinking about it. What the hell happens?
You have to act like you're about to beat your meat, maybe you'll remember it?
Yeah, maybe.
First of all, y'all lucky we don't have visuals.
Oh, yeah.
Q was on vacation. So we don't have the visuals, so y'all just getting audio this week, but we figured it's better than nothing, so take it or leave it. Don't give a fuck, really. But anyway, what was your...
So this one called Student Driver.
Student
like
Driver.
Student Driver, where a dude is like, he's doing driving lessons.
Yeah.
So he's giving this one chick a driver lesson, and she's really, really bad. She's like so bad she doesn't know the difference between park and neutral. And she's like, but I need my license. I can't give you a license. You need this many amount of driving hours.
Yeah.
Well, how much does it cost? It costs this much. What's too much?
What driver shall I do?
Well, that's how much it costs me. Well, what can I do to make it a little lower? Well, we can talk in the back. And back, meaning the back of the student driver car. And then, like, they fuck in the back of the car.
Nice.
And he's like, well, if you fuck, can I get this price off?
Yeah.
If I let you come in me, can you get this price off?
Also, yeah.
Also, absolutely, yeah. Damn, yes. Yes, man, that's
it
precisely how
works
that works.
In their favor. And I'm like, this is great.
This is so realistic.
All-time favorite, though. Is this scene? It's called Net Video Girls, where it's always just a random dude. Every day is a different girl,
mm-hmm.
And the girl's working out for a video, like she's doing an audition for a music video.
Oh, nice!
And these are not porn star girls. So these are like this is the,
regular women.
These are just regular girls.
So it's really hot.
This is fucking hot. Ham sandwich.
Ham sandwich.
Blazing.
Like I just seen her at Target the other day.
Like
goddamn.
Jam Vendetta. It's blazing.
Blazing.
Okay. I put Game Breaker mode on my dick.
Oh my god.
You
know what I mean?
Why?
So, yeah. Like, yeah, you know, let's see you shake some ass. Okay. They do like a little light twerk.
Mm.
Like, oh, you know, sometimes like The rapper really needs the girls that feel sexy with themselves. That can you get yourself in a sexy moment? And that leads to made them making them finger themselves on camera.
Oh, wow. Okay.
They do a little solo where a little clit rub. That's real tasteful. Real tasteful. Somehow he gets them naked every time. He goes, "You really have what I'm looking for in this video. You really look different from the other girls." And they're never different.
They're never any different.
Really fucking same. And he's like, you know what you can set you apart? You know what you have to do? 95% of the time, girls, they're like, "I think I know what I have to do." Because they're on their knees at the time. And so, you're on your knees looking up at this guy.
Yeah, looking up at the camera in your face.
What do you think you have to do? What the fuck, play Yahtzee, bitch?
It's not say a prayer.
No. It's not pray for a spot. No, no, no. So, like, yeah. So she goes, yeah. The girl goes, "I know what to do." Sometimes you're like, "What?" He's like, "I think you know what you know what you need to do." Then he starts sucking his dick. And hence the scene commences. And I don't think they ever make it in the video.
I highly doubt it.
But they make it in a video.
Yeah, they made it in a video.
They made it in a
maybe video. Not the one they wanted.
Not the Nelly one. Not the DeBrat video.
Oh, man. Really, porn's a wild place, man.
It really is. Such a rabbit hole.
It is. Man, you want to talk about rabbit hole? That is the rabbit hole of all rabbit holes.
Are
porn?
Are you going to kick it this year?
Huh?
You going to kick it?
Kick what?
Porn.
Why?
What the fuck would you do that for?
It's not healthy.
What's not healthy?
Porn is not healthy.
Says who?
Nah, I watched. It's not healthy because it's not healthy for you because it ruins sex for you in real life. I'll send you the link. Like a doctor actually broke it down. He's like,
Is that like chronic masturbation? Like, do you have to have an issue?
Nah, because it's first of all, it's a $1 billion industry. Yeah. So most people don't even know that they're addicted. You know? Yeah, so most people, like, if you needed to go to sleep, you're addicted.
Oh, no, I don't need to go to sleep.
I know a lot of men who need to go to sleep.
That's sad.
Yeah.
It's like smoking a blunt.
It is. It's smoking a blunt. You know, most people, they have to smoke weed every day, but they don't know that they're addicted.
Yeah.
But it doesn't hurt me. That doesn't mean that you're not addicted.
It doesn't hurt me.
Yeah,
get this nut off.
Like, yeah. And Kevin Hart, Chris Rock, he talks about it.
Kirk Franklin was addicted to it.
No, most people, it's a $1 billion industry.
Yeah.
Right? I would say one out of every four males are addicted. Yeah. Regardless of race.
Yeah. So at what point do you consider you addicted?
If you need it to, like, if you feel like.
All right, can't function without not busting a nut.
If you feel like, damn, God, a long day, let me go bust this nut. And you're married.
Well, that's different because...
I don't know about that one.
Why is y'all not be fucking all the time?
Yeah.
Okay, so, and this is why it ruins sex for you. Because it ruins sex for the man because it makes it harder for you to come.
Because you're fantasizing?
Because you're fantasizing shit. So when you get the real shit, you're like...
This doesn't feel like man.
And it says it's only a 1 minute video too. It's like very quick to the point.
I'm about to say, I don't think this has to be extensive.
Nah, and it says it creates a rapey environment.
Oh.
It creates a rapey environment like we just talked about.
We did.
Yeah.
We did.
Because,
we did.
No, because what you don't realize is if you jerk off to that, you don't even know that you're enjoying that on the low.
Are you like conditioning yourself?
Yeah, that's exactly what you're doing. That's a perfect word. You're conditioning to yourself. So like that's why I like
so that you only like those, you only get off on those type of situations.
Oh,
fun fact, and I told you this off air.
God.
I had to take a test for a job about 3 weeks ago, right? And it was a very personable, asked me very personable questions. Like, have you ever jerked off at work? Have you ever jerked off at school? And I was like, obviously not. Oh. And it goes, when you have sex with somebody, do you want to inflict pain on them?
What?
Yes. No, but these are all things that correlate to porn because you have the dominatrix shit. Like, if you jerk off to a dominatrix video,
no.
If you jerk off to it, like, let's say about, like, any more than four times, you're conditioning yourself to, like
that BDSM shit is
so
crazy.
So now, the low.
Yeah.
Let's just say you're in a relationship with your partner. Now you're asking her to do shit that you know she shouldn't be doing.
like tying her up.
That's
where it starts, though.
No.
How?
That sounds like to me.
Because I know for a fact we have a lot of listeners who be into that shit.
Yeah, and the thing is,
just based off who we are and I've seen on the timeline,
I've never been tied up. I would gladly let a woman tie me up. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But I think that, like with most things, it starts somewhere.
It starts somewhere, yeah.
Starts somewhere. That doesn't mean it goes anywhere.
You can say that, but like, look at the video.
That's like that
look
bullshit.
At the shit we jerk
no,
off.
No, okay.
I mean, I jerk up to the regular niggler.
We don't jerk off to wild shit. In the grand scheme of things, think about it.
Yeah, because it's wild as shit. Like,
we're not like you jerk off the fucking corgis and shit.
So when I was in college, we had a discussion, right? And my professor was saying that it's a porn company in Brazil, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they get these girls that are 18 or 19, and they put makeup on them to make them look like they're 14, and then they have guys fuck them. So technically, it's not against the law because they're of age.
Mm.
Like that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I said earlier. Porn is a rabbit hole. Like, it gets it's a very dark side.
I know, but there's this point where you never go down that rabbit hole, and then when you get there, it's like, ugh.
Yeah, yeah.
And I never get to where it's like, it usually that ugh comes like early on.
Yeah.
I never get too deep where I'm like, I'm into some shit where it's like, I pretty much know what I like.
Yeah, I've definitely.
Whoops, remember we talked about that a couple years ago?
What?
Everybody thought we were crazy, but me and you understood each other I shouldn't be saying it on the pod. Remember when, like,
don't say their name.
No, it's not. No, it's just like I was looking for a video and like some gay shit popped up, and you don't even know when you're watching a gay video.
Oh, you're just watching, but
like me and you talked about this, and a certain individual couldn't understand it. But like, if you've seen enough porn, thumbnails can be very misleading.
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
And I've explained to you what happened in that video. I was like, alright,
you didn't know what you were looking at first?
Nah, I was in college.
Yeah.
Living with old girl. And if you know my relationship, you know I was jerking off. So
you didn't even have to say that.
You didn't have to say that.
Just saying. Niggas need it.
It's fine. It's fine.
No,
that just made me.
That's not a shot to her.
That made me go back to that point where you're talking about if you're jerking off and you're married. So sometimes your wife's not having sex with you. You lived that. Didn't you just say you lived that life?
You lived that life.
So you should understand.
Okay, you're right. I was just like, niggas were just horny.
Now, this is when I say you're addicted. When you, instead of having sex with your wife, who is willing to do so, or your partner, or whoever, you're choosing to watch porn and masturbate. Yeah, you have something.
All right. Were you choosing that over that?
Let me draw it out for you. I have my computer on my chest. I just got off Xbox.
Mm.
Wildly, grossly horny.
Like most of us are.
I look over. Dog's in the middle.
Oh, you're like, perfect.
And I looked over, and she has her back.
Harder.
She has her back to me. She's fucking comatose.
Oh.
And I didn't. I was just in a place where I was just like, the foreplay got to start. And I was like,
yeah.
All right, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. I don't feel like priming. Yeah. I don't feel like priming his lawnmower.
I just want the McDonald's.
I just need the grass cut.
Yeah, I just want the McDonald's.
Yeah, just get it done.
Yeah, like I don't want to season the shit.
There's nothing wrong with that. That's not.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you need McDonald's, right?
Yeah. You can't go to Ruth's Chris all the time.
You can't.
There is not a problem with the scenario you have just described.
Yeah.
All right.
So, other than the dog.
All right. So. Yes. Yeah, got a dog story for you after this.
Huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, nothing to do with sex.
Okay.
Yeah.
I told you this.
Nutting on dogs?
Nah.
Okay.
Dog nut.
Right. Dog nut.
So I just see like a parking lot. So I was like, never seen this shit before.
Oh, you're talking about the actual video? Okay.
So I look at it. It's like a 12-minute video. So I'm like, oh, get to the point.
You told me the story. I can't believe you forgot about it.
You screenshot it. You tweeted it.
Really?
Yeah, because you asked me, and she saw it. It was like, is this you, by the way? And I was like, no, I don't know who you're talking about.
Fuck.
So, he's in that chat, too. All right, so look. All I see is a parking lot.
Mm.
It's a guy in a bandana walking around the parking lot. I'll never forget this shit. Dick is on cocaine. I can shop cocaine with this shit right now.
Like, I'm walking around with a hard dick.
But it's just a guy with a blue bandana walking around the parking lot. So I'm like, all right, well, where's Cherokee? Cherokee's going to pop out of nowhere and bust it open, right?
Right.
Another guy pop up. All right. It'll be a train.
You're like, oh, this is interesting.
Yeah.
This is hot.
Any minute now, Jerky's going to pop out. All right. So then he's like,
the dude's never kidding.
Yeah. He's like, he's looking for directions in a parking lot. That's red flag number one. But we're still watching because Jerky's going to pop out. So, yeah, he's like asking for directions. And he's like, yeah, I don't know. Then he's like, can I get a ride? He's in a parking lot with no car. Another red flag.
See?
Still watching. Yeah. All right, that's right.
I'd have jumped over now.
Not even wishing. Now I'm interested just to see what's going to fucking happen.
Where are they going?
You know, where are they going? Any minute now. But still, in the back of my mind.
Motherfucking Pound Town is where they're going.
Any minute now. Cherokee's going to fucking pop out. Dick's still hard.
He's going to hitchhike on the side of the road.
Yeah, he's going to find Cherokee on the side of the road. Yeah. So, yeah, and then he's like, nah, man, I don't even know you, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, all right, man, I'll suck your dick if you give me a ride. And he's like, nah, man, fuck you. Why are you doing that shit?
In probably the most obvious gay way.
And then he looks at him, and I'm like,
No. All right. With your dick in your hand.
$3 for me tonight. I'm going to bed.
So
I just I went to bed.
Okay. Yeah.
Dick's still in
your hand. And I took that as a sign. I'm not supposed to be jerking off tonight. So I just went to bed. But, I'll look up the video on YouTube why you shouldn't watch porn. It's like a 2-minute video. It's just like, these are the reasons. And it was just saying that, like, the one of the worst signs just creates, like, a rapey environment for the female. And they said if you do jerk off, the best way to do it is to do it to mental images in your head or to a magazine. Videos are the worst.
I'm here to tell you that's a fucking lie.
That's some
horseshit. That's some horseshit. It's the year 2020.
Can you jerk off with just jerking off with no videos or pictures?
Yeah.
Because I feel like if you can't, that's a problem.
A little bit.
Yes.
Yeah, I can't. I'm trying to think of the last
time. What was this? Try it tonight. No video.
Still image?
No video.
Still image.
Try this. No videos.
Challenge.
Just think about, you know, what's in the memory bank of your head. If that doesn't work, try a still image. That's it.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's it.
Ew.
That's right.
Why?
Just to see if you can.
I don't want to.
All right, well, there's that.
It's like torture.
Because I don't need to. I have...
Yeah, you don't have to.
There's no need to do that.
Yeah, but I think...
And I don't think that's a problem if I have it. Like, it's here for
I
me.
I think...
it's here for
no,
me.
So after the video, I wanted to see if I could stop watching porn.
Mm.
I went like 2 or 3 weeks. I even told you this. I was like, bro, I just went cold turkey. Mm. I felt great.
I mean, that's not a problem.
I can see clearly now.
I can easily do that. Like, I've done it before.
Yeah.
I can eat. Like, I've gone like weeks without jerking off. Like, that's nothing.
It's not like heroin or something.
Yeah,
it's not going. No, man, you're like, come on, man.
That video was suggesting that you doing that is like leads to like
rape culture.
Rape culture or some type of like.
Yeah.
Sinister behavior because you like tying up and those type of things. That's sinister behavior that leads to bad things. That's like that bullshit that marijuana is a gateway drug to other drugs.
I'm 50-50 on that.
I'm not 50-50 on that.
I think it's case by case. It depends on the person. So actually, it's not the weed then. It's the person.
Weed, it's you.
Yeah, it's the person.
All right, so look.
If you have an addictive personality and you can't handle weed and you got to do other shit.
Yeah.
Nigga.
Yes. The video says 20 harmful effects of masturbation for men.
That sounds like something that's trying to scare niggas into not masturbating.
Because you can find harmful things.
Where'd that come from? BYU?
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, what's the source?
All right, so
Camden Catholic.
All right, you ready?
Mm.
Number one, it drains you of protein and calcium.
Well, duh, nigga, because you...
I'm fucking busting loads.
Protein and calcium.
It creates...
That's like saying sneezing drains you of mucus. Duh.
Duh.
It creates some nervousness and neurological problems. So it messes with your brain.
It never makes me nervous.
I don't think that's true.
I feel great every time.
All right, says it creates erectile dysfunction. That is also false. I can attest
to that. That's false.
I'm telling you right now. If I had to get on a thing, I get on a thing.
All right. This one, I think this is a little subjective. Masturbation, it creates a taste for one particular thing, and it creates a controlling environment. Very menacing, it says.
Controlling environment?
Well, I know all of three of us. Don't discriminate, so.
I could mix it up every day. I do get in a phase where maybe two or three of the same flavor.
But alright, I like one thing. Yeah.
Maybe maybe 2 days I stick with the Asians.
Yeah. Wait, have y'all ever jerked off Asians? I haven't. I will never.
Oh no, I have.
Why?
Because I like, to be honest, if we look at my bank.
You never watch Honey Gold?
90% of my
Honey Gold, 90, that's the 90%
of my videos are Cherokee. That's literally
90%. Oh, no. Cherokee is like minimal on my shit.
And I don't want to have that debate because that's just a waste of time. But I think I'm taking Pinky over Jasmine.
You're wildin'.
Cashmere?
Yes.
You're actually wildin'.
Y'all just named the 3 porn stars that I actually know.
Yeah.
You're actually. I don't want to get into this. We can. But you're wild.
We've been on it for a while.
Yeah, we've been on
it. We've done it so many times.
Wow. Nah, I would. I think that Pinky can do anything Jasmine can do, but her body's
can't. First, I'm gonna tell you right now, and I'm gonna get into it. Pinky can never do anal like Jasmine Cashmere.
Pinky doesn't do anal.
I'm just saying she can never do it. She cannot.
Even if she tries,
doesn't mean it.
Because
she doesn't put it. Because she doesn't take it in the stinker.
I mean, like, that's part of being a bad bitch in the porn industry.
You got to take one in the
pooper. All right. So let's just get off this. Let's go to my dog story, right?
I don't like the segue, but
all
right.
But all I'm saying is, like, yo, listen, you want to jerk off, you want to masturbate, men, women, do it as long as it's healthy, as long as it doesn't interfere.
Yeah, as long as you're not, like, at work, like, come on, man, can I go on my 15-minute break, man? I got fucking jerk.
Right, and I'll say this.
Because everything I heard in that article, it sounded like bullshit.
Yeah, that wasn't the video. It literally had, like, good points where I was like, oh, maybe that's just...
It should. Probably does.
No, but if you... And I'll say this, we'll wrap it up. If you feel like you have to jerk off while you're at school or work, you have a problem.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. All right.
Done.
Yeah. So I was at a Christmas party, right? Mm. And this is Christmas Eve, and where I was at a family friend house, and they have a dog there. Mm. So I'm, like, interacting with the dog. This is my first time over there. And, like, the dog just came over to me, and I started petting it, and it just started chilling, all right? So... Little kid comes, obviously he lived there, so it was like his dog, kind of. Mm. So he comes out, he's like, looks at me, he's like, you should chill with him. Because he was like, sit on my lap, I guess. Like, I buy the video. And he's like, yeah, man, he'd be sleeping in his own shit sometimes. You don't want to deal with him. And I was just like, okay.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
What? He sleeps in his own shit?
Yeah, so I'm going to show you the picture.
The picture of the dog sleeping in his own shit?
The picture of the dog in my lap, right?
Did he, like...
Look, is there...
Like, the dog voluntarily sleeps in their own shit?
The way he said it, like, he did it more than once, so I believe so.
It's a fucking dog. And you want that shit in your bed. Please. Fuck off.
That was kind of just like, all right. All right, so what topics do we have next?
That's
my dog story?
Yeah.
What? Wait, as far as what?
You want to talk about the highs and lows of the decade?
Oh, well, did you want to like do like New Year's resolutions?
Or yeah, let's do that. It's easy.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to start with mine. Mine's really easy. I have a few resolutions. I'm not going to say resolutions, goals that I have set for my life.
Okay.
2019... As far as where I want to go, it's been a positive year. Not as much growth as I need it to be, but I have gone in the right direction. I see myself headed in the right direction professionally, relationship-wise, you know, physically or whatever. So things I want to get done this year is I want to make even more strides in my professional. Mm. Means more money, more professional opportunity, saving money, more financial responsibility, making inroads to making money to making that next step in my life, which is moving out.
Yep.
I believe that's something we're all in agreement upon here.
Yeah.
Stand-up comedy is a goal that I'm fervently chasing this new year. I've been looking into open mics, so I'll be doing that. And most importantly,
you know, getting healthy. Diet and exercise, exercise and diet, diet and diet.
That's all it is.
It's all about doing it consistently. I have a tendency of starting and stopping. Mm. Okay. But this year is about being more more present in that. And most importantly, I feel like something I've been negligent upon in the plat ever really honestly for years and years, close to a decade now. I have not been fervent in my prayer. I have not been fervent in my just in my religion. Like, not really doing the right things. Like, I go to church, but I go to church half-assed, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I go to church, I'll go to church late and just be like, fuck it.
You're not really there mentally.
And I'm not there.
Yeah, you're just there.
But I'm there.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking, like, even if I'm not there, taking more investment in my, like, duty in my prayer, just prayer. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, being closer to, you know, my God, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Shit like that. I can't believe I said shit like
shit
that.
Shit like that.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, shit like that. Being more dutiful in that. And I feel like, because I've been a lot of people tell me, like my grandparents will tell me and my father will tell me, like, yo, you know, I mean, you do a lot of the things you're supposed to do, but a lot of things that hold you back is like, you don't really do church like that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that kind of holds you back from things. And me being, like, the sensical, logical, you know, type, I laughed at shit. I'm like, fuck all the... But I feel like, you know what? If I'm more dutiful in that, I feel like those little things that don't swing my way maybe will swing my way more. Mm. Because I put into that. Because I can put into that. Mm. And there's no reason for me not to.
Yeah.
You know? Just doing the basic stuff, like going to church, giving my tithe when I can, praying dutifully, you know, trying to live better, making better choices, moral choices, you know. So that's what I'm going for in this new year, especially that, making that a highlight. So, so dutiful prayer, distinction, consistency, and healthiness.
Word.
And the podcast.
Oh yeah, the podcast, of course. Me, I'm definitely finishing school in 2020. That's like at the forefront for me. So finishing school, obviously saving money. Saving money was something that I wanted to do a lot more last year. The money was coming in, I just wasn't saving it at a good rate. So this year, I definitely want to just be better financially, as far as just making my money last. Because like, I'm a DJ, so like, I get random chunks of money at random times. Or I'll just know, all right, I can spend $700 because I'm about to get $800. Like, so, like, I just have to do better as far as my spending. That's definitely something I want to focus on. So those two things are at the forefront. Definitely going to church more. I work Sundays, every Sunday. So I haven't been to church in a minute. Just because I'm always at work. So, and I work 6 days a week. So when I'm not, you know, when I be tired. So I use that. I use that Sunday.
You know what? It's like, even just taking time.
Yeah, personal time.
Yourself.
Yeah.
Like, taking time, yo, I'm turning my phone off. I'm turning my TV off. My laptop, all that shit. Or, honestly, watching a thing on YouTube, like a prayer, like a
service. Yeah. Yeah, I was about to say, that's another thing I need to take advantage of. I have, my church does have online services, so I could watch that. I just need to actually do it. That's all it is. I just have to do it. I just gotta.
I'm taking this 30 minutes. It's me. I'm praying.
Yeah. I don't want to say less social media this year.
Sorry, we
kind of
need to do it.
Yeah, I'll probably just take a break from it here and there. Responsible. You know, a responsible balance. Probably take off from it from, like, you know, for like a week maybe, or a week or two, because social media is so prominent now, it's kind of hard to not be on it. And especially when we do this podcast, we kind of have to be in the loop about certain things. So, you know, cut down on it a little more. I kind of fell off as far as my fitness. I haven't really been hitting the gym nearly as much as I was. So I want to do that, and I want to get my diet right, because my body fat percentage has gone up and my muscle mass has gone down. So I just got to do better as far as that. But other than that, I mean, I'm definitely, I just want to be happy in 2020. 2019 was rough. Had a lot of things that happened. So, yeah, it was like high highs and low lows.
Yeah, no medium.
None.
I'm
going to
get to that too.
Yeah, like 2019 was the best year and by far the worst year of my life. Like, not even close. So, definitely got to take, like, all the lessons that I learned in 2019 and bring everything to 2020 and just have a better year. And control, you know, control what I can control. So,
don't trip about the shit.
Yeah, that's really always been my personality. But after last year, I definitely take that a little more seriously. Like, I don't trip about things that are out of my control. I just do my job. And the rest will fall into play. So
before you go into Corey, I wanted to say, just like being more productive with my time, to like knowing what time, how I spend a day, and really looking at how I spend, because like I'm so used to like just like me, Elsie, we you have that same kind of personality. We're like kind of like lackadaisical and like easygoing, where it's like. Mm-hmm. I know with me, like, a whole day could go by. I could just lose a day.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, what'd you do all day? I just, you know, I chilled. All right, what'd you do all day? Nothing. Just was on Twitter, chill. That's a whole day. And now I'm starting to realize, like, oh, that's kind of, like, not okay. So where you have days where you just lose days. So it's now it's trying to make... living more intentionally. That's the word. Living more intentionally, where it's like,
yep.
Things you can, what you do in a day matters. What your time matters, because you don't get it back. So I just want to say that. Go ahead, Corey.
I think this year, as far as goals, I want to slow down on eating red meat.
Because
if you follow, if you follow me, you know that's like a really big. Because I have steak like twice a week, you know, like that's it's not healthy at all, and it's actually it's just I'll save.
Yes,
the way you really the money man.
You eat steak, yes.
You eat steak at an alarm.
Like you like to have like a little chopped up steak with like your like a in a stir fry. Or something.
I would never do that. My mom did that. What day did I come over here and eat? You was upstairs. Is that Monday?
Yeah, it was.
Nah, she made that. I was like, yeah, I'm not eating that shit.
Oh, no, bro, it's delicious.
Nah, and I'm going to tell you why.
That's what it's like, beef and broccoli. That's
that was actually good when you made that. But I'm just like.
That's what I. Like, you can't have that.
Like, and this is just me. I don't know if it's a mental thing, but like, I can't even eat steak at Outback because I think.
Oh, you're a snob.
Yeah, it's like a little bit beneath me. Because like,
but you had my shit and you loved it.
Yeah, but that wasn't steak, though.
It was steak.
Really?
It was steak.
Maybe it's a mental thing. Man.
It's beef.
Steak. I didn't know that. Oh, yeah.
Maybe you need to not see it.
That's what it is. Because like I eat at like Ruth Chris.
Because you fucked it up.
Yeah, I didn't know. I finished that shit.
He like bodied this shit. Like I thought I was going to have some leftovers for like lunch. I'm like, nah, this nigga killed it.
Yeah, but I want to, this year I want to learn how to swim.
You don't know how to swim?
I thought you knew how to swim. Nigga, you've been on them
places. What?
Where you been?
Oh, man. You know, they take BCC. I don't know if they do anymore, but that's where I learned that. So, like, RCBC, they have a pool.
Yeah, I just signed up for courses yesterday.
Okay, they have.
Yeah, so I'm, this year I want to cut out.
I know they do them at Team 85 up in, they have a pool. Yeah. They do
less. So I want to focus on the two things that, and also, I want
to. A great workout, too.
It is. I want to focus on when I talk to people. I want to stop being so passive aggressive when I talk to people. That's one thing that I'm like, even you guys might not see it, but at work I know I do it a lot. So I want to focus on that. I think I know this year was a year of like highs and lows, I'd say. You know, I had no meetings this year. It's like I experienced people and traveled to places that I never thought that I would have the opportunity to join this. This was like another great feature in my life. I was a pallbearer at one of my close friend's funeral, so that obviously was a low.
Yeah, that's.
I think obviously, like late last year, I guess you'd say like late last year,
Obviously, you know, we called off the engagement, so that was like a that kind of put me away for a little bit.
Yeah.
Not because like, you know, you love her or like you just you want to be in a relationship.
You thought you were going to take this different step. Now
not even that, but not even that, but if you talk to somebody every day for 6 years and then you just you go cold turkey, it's going to fuck with you a little bit, right? But and like I know like you it's funny that we're having this conversation. I had a conversation with my mom like, you know, like 3 days ago. She's like, you know, like, you're finally back to yourself now. Because, like, when we first broke up, you guys probably didn't pay attention because we're all so busy at times, too. But from, like, December to, like, February to March, you guys didn't see me.
Yeah.
I was just, like, I wasn't leaving my room. I don't really like the lights on in the room, you know? Mm. So that's why I got a second job, started working 7 days a week.
Yeah.
And that's not healthy. And that's something I'm going to stop doing because I'm about to quit my second
job.
Yeah, like I'm about to quit my second job. And I think this year with losing Adam, I'm going to stop prioritizing work over just like family and friends.
Mm. Yes. Because being more present with my friends.
Yeah, because like even this, like, and I credit this podcast, you know, like, and I alluded to this on Twitter. I would never think, you know, meeting with my two closest friends for 2 hours once a week would like have helped me get out of like such a dark place, you know. Yeah. So like that's why I'm like I'm always thankful for this platform. And I think I don't know, this was such a crazy year for me, like even like to conclude it, like I have like people, you know, that see like us out or me and Julian out and they be like, oh my god, you changed so much. And I'm like, what the fuck was I before? Like, I don't know.
What did you think I was doing?
Yeah, before? Like, what did you think I was doing before? I don't know. You know,
that almost make you want to look at what you was like.
Yeah, before. Like, no, I'm being real. And I was I not fun? Because, like, I always have people like, oh, I got to hang out with you now. Like, why? Like, yeah, like, where have you been the last 4 years?
Like, oh, man, you're always going places. And yeah, so it's just man, I'm living, bro. Like,
yeah, so I think, like, I started to get out of my shell a little bit. Because, that was I was in a darker place then than losing Adam. Mm-hmm. And again, it's not because like I'm so hell-bent on being with her or anything, but it's just like
it was your life, like yeah, that life, was yeah, like time I, out of your life.
Yeah, like that was time that I can't get back. Mm-hmm. Finances I can't get back, and it's just like, you know, like I was just like shit. You know, you don't know what to, like, and that's not something that you plan for, especially like being engaged. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't know what to do. You know,
so. Mm-hmm. I mean, all you can do is learn from that shit.
Yeah, so. That's all you can do.
It's an experience. It's part of your life. It's part of your journey.
Exactly. So, like,
it is what it is.
And to be honest, I'm actually thankful for that because I wouldn't be who I am today if it wasn't for that. You know,
you learn from it. Man. Exactly. Everything's a lesson, no matter what. Like I've learned that. I learned that at a young age. I don't take anything personal anymore.
Yeah, you can't. And it's
you
just can't
because
like,
you learn from everything. Everything that happens is going to happen one way or another. Exactly. Like experience, things just happen in life, and it's up to you how you take it. You're either going to learn from it, or you're going to let it fuck you up. And I can't let anything fuck me up. I have to learn from it, regardless.
And I think one of the biggest lessons that I learned this year was. Just because someone does something to you that you don't like or you take offense to doesn't mean that it was their intentions to hurt you.
Facts. Yeah.
So, you know, and like, and I'm learning because like my significant other, she's like really big on teaching me to like not react to anything, you know, because I saw something on Instagram maybe like 2 weeks ago and I wanted to give a reaction to it. And she's just like, why? You know, you can't control that.
Hey, bro.
You alluded to that like earlier. You know, so it's just like I'm like this year, like also with not being passive aggressive. I literally like even on Twitter, like with like some of the things that Mike screenshots me from like irrelevant things. Like I just don't want to react to anything. You know?
Yeah. Hey man, a lot of things. I tell this to a lot of people. A lot of things don't deserve, you know, a reaction from you.
Because
that's your time. That's your energy.
And it's just like, if you react to the circus, you are a part of the circus.
Exactly. Every time. So, a lot of things that happen, people are going to try to get reactions out of you. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, you don't have to react to everything that happens.
And like, even when you're right, it's just like, people don't see that you're right. They just see
the
two clowns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with just letting something be. You can't. You have to choose your battles.
Yeah.
And you can't let everything get under your skin, no matter what it is. Like you, like you'll drive yourself crazy if you react to everything. Like, and you see, that's why a lot of people, like certain people, just in negative situations all the time, or just have a bunch of shit going on. That could never be me because I'm not reacting to every single thing, and I'm also not going to put myself in a situation where
that shit'll fuck you up.
Yeah, it'll fuck you up. So like, you know, just making smarter decisions. I mean, if you feel like you have to talk to anybody, if you feel like you need advice or something like that, or just a, you know, any type of guidance, definitely hit us up. But you know, you if you feel like you're always in like a negative situation or people are always attacking you, we're gonna tell you use a little self awareness too.
But I think like also as men, we're conditioned and trained to just hold whatever. Because
I definitely struggle with that.
Like even when you in a when you in your situation broke up, you didn't tell us. I didn't know for like weeks, but it was just like, not that that's something that you were bragging about, but it's just like, it's not something you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, or not even that. I just wanted to, I had to assess the situation for myself. I couldn't like immediately go to other people because out of all my friends, nobody's ever dealt with being in a relationship long.
I could give you advice.
Yeah, so I had to talk to myself like and see how I was going to handle it.
That could be very good and very
bad. Oh, yeah, absolutely. But I trust myself and I trust my judgment. Yeah. And, you know, obviously, at a certain point, I did start to ask people for advice. But at first, I had to talk to myself. I had to realize, you know, I had to look myself in the mirror and see, all right, how can I be better? How can I learn from this situation? This is what it is. Not everything that happens in every situation is bad. So I had to take the good out of it and say, all right, this is when I can use this time to do this, that, and the third. And that within that time span, you know, I got a different job. I had a bunch of different opportunities. I was able to focus more on this podcast. I was able to focus more on other things. And, you know, me and her are still friends. So, like, things could be worse. Like, yeah. Yeah, things could be, it could be a lot worse, so I can't, you know, I can't be mad at life, like, life's too short.
It is.
So,
that was the lesson of this year.
Like, yeah.
Very, very short.
It's short.
You can't take nothing for granted, man.
Nah, man, so, you know, so, you gotta.
Appreciate everything.
Exactly, so I appreciate every moment, everybody I come across, it is what it is. People gonna have their opinion regardless. Not everybody gonna like you. You can't please everybody. Like those, that's what I basically live by. So at this point in time, I'm just doing what makes me happy, and I take it one day at a time. I don't try to be out here doing too much. You know, I lay low, I mind my business, and I go to work. So that's really the motto for 2020.
Mind your business,
and
go to work.
Yeah, mind your business and go to work. And if you don't have a job, go find one. It's fine. If you don't have a job right now, it's okay. Just go get one. Go find one.
You know what's crazy?
You'll be fine.
I don't know who it was. I was on YouTube because, you know, it's a rabbit hole for me.
Mm-hmm.
But they were talking about how, like, Trump always brags about how low the unemployment rate is.
Mm.
And they were just like, you could credit that to any president because we're living in a time where you have no excuse to not have a job.
Because
they was like, you could do Uber. You could do Uber Eats if you have a bicycle.
Yeah.
They were like, it's literally no excuse why you shouldn't be working.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of jobs right now. It just depends on what you want to do. And, you know, obviously your credentials as well. But, you know, jobs out here really ain't paying, like, ridiculous amounts. So,
it was literally.
You're going to need more than one of them things, but you're going to be all right.
I know it's disrespectful if you got a bachelor's degree and they want to pay you $15 an hour.
Yeah.
But, like, sometimes it's just like, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah. It is what it is, man. But let's get to some actual stuff. Because what I really wanted to talk about.
Oh, let's talk about
what?
Our favorite and least favorite moments of the decade.
There was so much that happened. Probably my least favorite moment would probably be seeing Trump get elected.
Okay.
That sucked. Especially when he lost the popular vote, and I was like shit just didn't make sense to me anymore. So seeing that definitely sucked, especially because it seemed like so many people actually went out and voted that year.
We did, even though people trying to be
People were like, oh, y'all don't want to vote. Record. Yeah, a lot of people voted, and even though I really didn't want to want Hillary in there either, like it just sucked to see Donald Trump win because I just felt like it was just a lot of hate.
Favorite moment.
yeah, a lot of hate was in there. Favorite moment? Damn, I don't know, man. So much stuff happened. I don't know if it's like a video or like personally or
anything
from 2010 until now. Shit. I don't know. I guess just making it this far as myself.
You know, okay.
So I guess I can say the person I've become over the past 10 years. Still growing. Still have a lot more to go. I'll never be satisfied. I'm out here, man. Like,
all right. I'm out here. Was the Ray J shit this year, this decade?
Which one?
Kim K.
No. Got 700 Rolls Royces outside.
No. You sure that wasn't this decade?
Are you sure?
I was in college. I was in a Breakfast Club.
Breakfast Club region?
Yeah, no. Just look up the Breakfast Club because that was the first interview they did.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
There's no way that was their first
interview. That was like one of the very first moments.
2011.
Yeah, so that is this thing.
That's it. That's one of my favorites.
Nigga. That's crazy.
These punk sick it. Nigga. Yeah. You got 700 Rolls Royces outside. Yeah, you understand me?
Niggas talking about swimming pools inside a swimming pool, indoor
it's
pools,
outdoor
pools.
It's the money, because when you fucking with the money team, you said, because I know niggas that like niggas.
I don't even understand why.
Butt goons.
The booty goons.
Booty goons.
Like, what the fuck, bro? Wait, so you said who's friends?
Floyd and Ray J aren't even cool anymore.
Wait, no, he's talking about Fab.
Yeah, but he was bragging like, I'm with the money team.
Oh, yeah. He did say he was with the money team. All right, so that's your favorite moment?
One of your least favorite moments.
Like I said, Trump, bro. I would say losing Adam and losing my grandmother.
Yeah.
And my great grandmother.
Yeah. I didn't even say any losses like that because that's just.
It's the obvious.
That's obvious.
Yeah, it's obvious.
Least favorite.
Man, who put out an album? Oh, I know what my least favorite moment is. It's not Trump. It's Kanye.
Yeah, watching him.
The downfall of Kanye is my least favorite moment. Because it's been like a 7-year moment.
Yeah.
Like, it just won't stop. So, yeah, definitely my least favorite moment of the decade is the downfall of Kanye. But go ahead, my fault.
Yeah.
Because that one hurt.
I don't know. Not sure. I don't know, man. The lowest points of the day. I don't know.
You don't know? It's too low?
Oh, my lowest moment was the year, was it 2000? The whole 2017.
2017 was trash.
2017 was trash.
Yeah.
Oh no, was it 2017?
Maybe it was like half of 2018, half of 2017 and half of 2018.
No, it was from 2017. All the way because I got the job in 2018. Yeah, it was all 2017, man.
Yeah.
That whole year when I wasn't working.
Mm.
The worst year of my life.
Poop water.
Like, you know, when I say. That was the worst year of my life because it was just bad. Like, I was in a spot where, like, didn't have no job. Resume wasn't all that. So, no internships. Nothing to distinguish me from anybody to get a job. Nobody's hiring me. I'm too proud to go back into like those service industry jobs.
Yeah.
I'm being stubborn. So I'm just miserable at home, fucking trying to figure out a way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you not working, so my grandparents is on me, like,
yeah.
And then like, I don't have my own car. Mm-hmm. I'm using my grandparents' car, I'm using their van, so it's like I can't leave a house when I want to.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I was so depressed. Yeah, that was a bad
year. You was down on your luck that year.
It was a bad year.
Yeah, but we up now.
Bad year.
That's the year we started the podcast.
Yeah.
Other than that, that was the worst year ever.
Yeah. I mean, hey, some good came out of it.
Some good came out of it.
Yeah.
And I thank this podcast for everything. Because this podcast, I meet my lady.
You did do that to the podcast. Look at you.
It propelled me.
Such a wordsmith.
It propelled me to do other things, be confident.
Yeah.
And the drive to want to do other things. So, yeah. But that 2017, the absolute lowest low of the decade for me.
Yeah. Hey, man. It happens.
I think my favorite moment of the decade was, I know it's a little late, but us going to Vegas.
That was really, yo.
That was the happiest night. And especially
shit was fucking lit.
Just of everything like that I've done. I went to Thailand.
Mm.
But like being in Vegas with my closest friends.
Yeah.
Even Adam was there.
Mm.
Mike don't never go nowhere.
Mike will never go nowhere.
Like that. Yeah. And I said this to Andy the other day. Like, your bachelor party is always going to rank special in my heart. Always. Mm-hmm. One, that was the last time we were all together.
Yeah.
And then two, like, we have so many quotables and so many stories.
Oh, no.
From that four-day weekend.
We was out there acting like fucking idiots. It was great.
It was great. It was just like, we're never going to forget
that. We were out there.
We're going to be 60.
We were out there being so fucking stupid, but it was fun.
Oh, man.
Y'all the dumbest niggas I know. That shit was fucking lit.
I think the worst was probably, the beginning of the decade. Just the span of college. I hated the entire experience.
Mm.
Hated where I went. I was just miserable for the 5 years. You know, that kind of stunted my growth. I did get a degree, but I have, like, so much resentment. I didn't even go to my graduation. Like, I don't have any graduation pictures because I just never went.
Mm.
After class, I just went back home.
Yeah.
Packed up my shit, went back home. I was just like, yeah, like, I...
I remember that, too. I remember when you flew back.
Yeah, I drove back.
Well, no, I'm sorry. I mean, I remember when you came back. You were like, I'm not going back down. Yeah, I have no reason.
I say this to that. I'll never step foot there. I never got the college experience.
You're not going to do anything when you get rich?
I never got, like, the opportunity to, like, you know, join a frat.
Mm.
I never, like, yeah, like, I just, that whole process was just really bad. And I just, yeah, I just, it was stupid. I was far from home. I was in Florida, fucking Florida. You know, just, yeah, that was just, like, whatever you were going through, Mike, for that year, that plus four more years of that.
Yeah.
So that was that, you know. So I would say those are like my best and worst moments, I would say.
Yeah, well, all of that brings us to where we are right now. And we're gonna learn from everything that happened this year, man.
Yeah, 2020 is about to be lit.
Yeah, bro. I have a feeling. I had beans and rice today.
Yeah, I had black eyed peas. So I'm good.
2020 is gonna be really good, I think.
2020 should be good. Even if it's not, we're gonna keep it pushing.
Yeah, even if it's not,
because that's life. You know what I'm saying? So, it is what it is. You control what you can control.
So, what's next on the board, fellas?
I want to talk about how Kevin Hart is a piece of fucking shit.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Because
the
documentary.
Right?
Yeah. So, the docuseries is called, so fitting, Kevin Hart, Don't Fuck This Up. Because that's just how Kevin Hart is, right? I didn't even finish it. I actually was watching this shit on the plane, slight flex, when I was going to North Carolina, and I think I got to like the second to last episode. I'm like, I don't even have to finish this to realize that Kevin Hart is a narcissist and he's a self-centered asshole, and that's really all there is to him.
Why does it show even exist?
Yeah,
it's like, did you think that something good was gonna come out?
Yeah, like,
you look really bad. Like, this
exactly, exactly. And I watched it because I liked Kevin Hart. Like, he's funny to me. So I was like, I mean, he's from Philly and stuff. Like, so he's like local. So I'm like, yeah, I can. He's funny. Like, I just want to see it because I didn't mind Kevin Hart. But actually getting to see him like that, like up close and personal, and be in his life, like watching that shit, it made him look worse. The whole cheating situation was really bad.
Get into that, please.
So, if you didn't know, Kevin Hart cheated on his second wife, Aniko. He cheated twice?
Yeah.
I thought it was
with the chick that tried to extort him.
Yeah.
And then he got caught with his boy trying to sell him the video with the other chick in Vegas. Remember when his friends were in there?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Twice,
yeah. So.
Because we only knew about, like, the once.
Well, no, the video was the same chick.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because his friend was trying to extort him off that same video with the girl.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was twice.
No. So, it was that one time. So, he was in Vegas, and I forget the actual time frame, but I know at that time he was with Aniko. I don't know if she was pregnant at the time, but I know she was pregnant when she found out. He ended up messing with some girl. He went out to Vegas by himself, and basically he said that he didn't have his friends around him to tell him that he was doing something stupid. And that's exactly what he says on the actual docuseries. Like, oh, I didn't have my friends to say, hey, Kevin, you're doing something dumb.
What an idiot.
Yeah, like, it was really...
What an ass.
And then they cut to the scenes where his wife is, like, actually crying, and she's trying to tell her side of the story, like, how she found out. She said somebody DM'd her the video. Like, she's literally crying. She's like, I get sensitive every time I talk about this. And then this nigga, they cut to this nigga, and he's talking about how his friends were there to stop him. And I just feel like it made me lose respect for Kevin Hart, because I don't know. I just feel like this is
no self awareness.
None.
In this whole docuseries.
And he tries to take, you know, responsibility, but I don't know. There's just something about it when he speaks. Like, I don't know how genuine and how sincere it actually is, because the nigga is an actor. Like, I just feel like he's lying. And I just don't think it's really that genuine sometimes. And what really made me wonder is, would she have ever found out if there was no video? Because it seems like he was only upset that he got caught.
That's it.
That's literally the vibe I got. Like, I can't. I don't either. But that seems like he was more upset.
You're in trouble for cheating when you gonna keep doing.
Yeah, like that shit.
You lost your first wife.
Exactly.
Because you were cheating.
Exactly, and then. He tried to say that.
He said that. Yeah. He's like, yo, cheating isn't your first marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So
he tried to say
your first marriage that broke your home with kids that you had.
And then
he
was like, yeah. I know before he was like talking about his mom, and he was like, yeah, I get a lot of things from my dad, and da 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 da. Like, nah, bro. Like, that's not an excuse. Like, to me, it was just a docuseries full of excuses. And I don't know. I just don't like Kevin Hart as a person right now.
It's just like, bro, just take the L. Like, yo, I fucked up. I got caught. Don't be on some with my friends. Yeah, and I tweeted.
Literally said that shit.
That's like me getting caught cheating. I'm like, well, Mike and Jillian weren't there.
So. No, nigga, I'm not about to hold your hand.
You're grown ass.
You're grown ass fucking man. You gonna do what you want?
Dare to tell you no, to know that this is wrong and you shouldn't do something.
Exactly.
Nah, for real. Yeah.
You know,
you need that.
You know right from wrong. So like,
that tells me you don't have no conscience. Nigga.
You have no self control.
Self control.
Yeah.
You don't have any scruples. No. Like, what's going on, bro?
I don't know.
Like, you shouldn't need niggas there around. Like, yo, Kev, don't do that.
Don't stick your dick in somebody who's not your wife, Kev.
Kev,
like, fuck out of here.
Is that a Nico? No. Then don't stick your dick in her.
Yeah. Like, it just came off like really like insensitive. And I don't know, like, and if you see him on there, this nigga talks in third person a lot. I don't like that shit at all. Like, I don't know.
Weird.
But yeah, it was kind of weird. And then watching that, it's like he's talking about somebody else. Like, no, nigga, you're talking about yourself. Like, I don't know. He has an accountability problem for sure. And then the way that he was talking to his trainer might have been worse than the way he talked about the whole cheating situation.
That,
so
I had to play that back. Like,
yeah, no, bro. It was so bad. Like, he got in an argument with his trainer on the plane.
Yeah, boss.
And boss is that's a good dude. Like, yeah, he's really cool. So I don't even understand how it happened. I know they were, like, playing spades or something.
They were.
And then Kevin, out of nowhere, or, you know, at the way they cut it, he was like, if you stop working today, would you be fine? And boss is like, yo, I started making money before you. Like, what are you talking about? He's like, you know, just going in on him. Like, boss, do you have a home? Like, do you have, like, wealth? Like,
he was like, if it's all in it right now, would you be
fine? Yeah, would you be fine? He was like, yeah. He was like, I've been making money before you. He's like, you don't determine my well-being.
I almost tried to, like,
I'm living that. Better. Yeah, like, I'm living better you since.
Can't
yeah.
Without me
yeah. It was so disrespectful. And, like, to see him talk like that, literally had to separate him. You really don't even have to.
How long is it?
55 seconds. You have it up?
Yeah, right.
Okay, all right, go ahead. Yeah, it was just some dickhead shit, man.
I'm rich. you're wealthy. Everything stops today. You live forever.
Nigga, I work every day.
I said if everything stops, stop. If everything stops today, fuck me, fuck everything else.
I've had money before you and got money after you.
Fuck everything. If everything stops today, you survive?
Yes.
You're a liar.
Yes, the fuck are you talking about?
Boss, nigga, do you have a home?
I make more money on trash.
Do you have a home?
What are you talking about?
Do you have a home? Tell me. Do you have a home?
You are dumb.
Just say yes or no.
If you're trying to tell me that I can't survive, make
sure. Ronald Boss ever lies.
As fuck.
Ronald, do you have a home?
That's dumb as fuck.
Do you have a home?
I've been making money way before this.
Why don't you answer the question?
You sound dumb.
Ronald.
No, I'm serious. I can't.
Fuck you.
I'm doing everything you said.
Get the fuck down.
Bro, he got the nerve to say you're out of line.
You're out of line.
Like, bro, look how you talking to this grown ass man.
I don't care if he was drinking or not. Kevin Hart is full of excuses, and that's all he. That's everything on that docuseries is an excuse for his action.
And it's just like,
and it's very annoying.
And just because you, oh, I was drunk, that means that was already on your mind.
Exactly.
Like, bro, you're corny for that.
Yeah. So
like the way life works, bro, that shit can be taken away from you in one instance. But you're corny for that, bro.
Yeah. I don't know. Like it just sucks to me because. I liked Kevin Hart. Like, I didn't. Obviously, I don't know him, but I never had any ill will against him. Is he annoying sometimes? Yeah, but I've never seen him inside of his life to know him on a different level. After seeing that, you can really see how he is and how he talks to people, and how he thinks about himself. Like, he's just a very self-centered person, and he's not that likable. Honestly, like. I don't know. I don't think the docuseries made him look any better. He made him look worse. And, I mean, his friends are cool. Everybody that he runs with, they're all cool dudes. Like, they're all thorough. Like, everybody he hangs with, very chill, very cool, very, very humble people. Like, Kev is, like, the complete opposite of all of that shit. So, I don't know. But that was my take on that. Kevin Hart's an asshole, basically.
Yeah, a dickhead.
He's a dickhead. I mean, he just thinks the world revolves around him, and he's like, oh, I have a target on my back because of da da da. Like, come on, bro. That's just whack. Full of excuses, but, yeah.
We say this to say this. You're corny as fuck, Kevin.
Yeah. Yeah. Stop it, bro. Like, just stop. What else do we want to talk about?
The Drake interview.
The Drake interview.
Oh, yeah, that was like a 2-hour interview.
I only made it to about 35 minutes of it.
I watched 2 hours. I watched the whole thing.
I couldn't. Yeah, that's your boyfriend. So I personally couldn't make it through all that because I really wanted to just watch just to get to the whole part of the Pusha T situation.
That was.
I didn't make it that far.
That was at the end, and that was all of 5 minutes.
Oh, okay. I mean, I didn't know. But basically, he tried to say that he was never really a fan of Pusha T.
No.
That's what I got from that.
He was saying that he was a fan because he was alluding. He was like, you know, but you had the microphone beside him. He's like, yeah, I have it upstairs in my house too.
Yeah,
upstairs. And what he was alluding to was he doesn't listen to his music now because
he feels like he's not.
Yeah, he doesn't feel like you're. He doesn't feel like you're like that. Essentially, you know, like he doesn't believe him. Is what he said. That was his word. I don't believe you.
So he tried to say that he never believed him.
No, because even with, like, the Duppy freestyle,
he's
quoting his brother's interview, Malice, stemming from, he did a Vlad interview. I know we talk about Vlad a lot on here.
Yeah.
He did a Vlad interview, and they were pretty much talking about, like, the drug operation. And, like, Malice was pretty much just saying that his cousin was the head of everything. Then it was Malice, and that, like, what he was alluding to was, like, his younger brother was kind of really young, so they kind of, like, sheltered him. And then he didn't really have, like, the huge piece. He knew what was going on, but he wasn't, like, calling the shots or anything.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, that's where Drake's verse on about Pusha T on Duppy stems from. But, like, besides that, it was actually a really good interview. And, like,
I mean, he got a lot of insight on Drake, so.
And what he was pretty much just saying with that whole Pusha T situation, he was pretty much just saying that, like, he'll take the L of losing because he did forfeit, but he was just like, it didn't make any sense to go back and forth because he had no shot of winning because the blow that Pusha did of like how exposing him having a child, it was just too big to like, he like, even if I came back and was disrespectful, he was like, it wouldn't have,
not
like,
that's
what was the point, exactly. So pretty much
I mean, he admitted it. He literally admitted it. He's like, I mean, I'll take the L.
Yeah. He had no choice.
Yeah.
I think I thought Drake lost anyway because Pusha is obviously the most talented artist that he's going up against in a battle.
He is.
Lyrically. I mean, obviously he went against Common, but Common, you know, Common's not no battle rap type.
Not even so. That, but like, I feel like Common is not like...
He's not a confrontational dude.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
You're not going to get that raw shit from him. Even though Common, you know, he can rap. He's just not like that. So, you know, when he went up against Push, it was just no competition. Like, Push killed him at his own game, really. Because it didn't have to be lyrics. If you want to go punchlines and shit, yeah, Drake had that. Because Drake was dropping more punchlines. But who dropped? Same thing as what happened with Meek and Drake. Was Meek, who had more bars, Meek or Drake?
Meek did.
Meek did, by far.
Funny as hell.
Yeah, but it didn't matter because Drake beat him at a different... It was a different... He came from a different angle.
Meek had better bars on War Ready, but we can't quote any of that because back-to-back was just so funny.
Exactly. Pusha T pulled a Drake on Drake. That's all it is. And, you know, it is what it is. You got to take that L, and you got to live with it. You feel me?
Yeah.
So... But I don't know. I think it was an interesting interview. Definitely got a lot of information out of Drake.
Yeah, because he doesn't do interviews. That's why.
Nah, yeah.
This was kind of like a big thing.
Mm-hmm. He hasn't done an interview in a long time. He doesn't have to anymore. Like, Drake doesn't have to do press runs
like
and shit.
Like Beyonce.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really getting to that level. Drake is just more of a... He's more of a people person. So, like...
He talks about, like, what I thought was interesting. He talks about, like, albums.
Mm.
Because, like, I hate the way, like, he formats his albums with, like, 30 songs. Like, I hate that shit.
I hate that. Me personally, I don't mean to sidetrack. I think a good album only needs between 9 and 12 songs.
And he said he'll never do that, ever. Because he was just,
streaming.
Like, he has to keep everybody... He has to give something for everybody because, like, these are his fans.
And yeah.
He's like, I have to sing because, like, I have a... core of people that love when I sing. He's like, and I have to give like rappity rap songs because I have a fan base that loves that.
Yeah.
So he was like, I always have to like do that.
That's fine, but like it doesn't have to be 30 songs. It doesn't have to be 22 songs on an album. Like you can do all of that and like I feel like Scorpion would have been way better if he picked the best songs from side A and the best songs from side B, put them together. Otherwise, you know, you have some songs on there that are kind of like stragglers. Like, same thing with Chris Brown. When he puts out those long albums, if he just picks the best songs from those albums, the album's going to hit a lot harder because you have literally the best songs on there.
Yeah. And then, like, he was pretty much just saying that, like, not that, what's the name of the album? I'm slipping.
What, Scorpion?
No, the one, not if you're reading this, it's too late.
Views.
No, it was...
Nothing was the same. Okay, yeah. He said that was his favorite, right?
And he holds, whenever he's making an album, he holds it up to that.
That was a good album.
Yeah.
And it was a good balance of him rapping and singing.
It was.
And it wasn't, would it have 15 songs maybe?
Yeah, I think so.
So I don't see why he can't do something like that again. Like, you've done it once, you can do it again. So, I mean, but I think it's just the streaming era. And, you know. That's why Chris Brown put all those songs on his album and then releases a deluxe version and all that shit. So, you know, it is what it is. That's just the way of the game, but I don't know.
That's it for today.
I mean, what else? Mike, you have anything, bro?
Nah.
Oh! Oh, I know what I did want to talk about. Last thing.
Okay.
So, Queen and Slim, right? I've seen a lot of people talk about this. If you haven't seen Queen and Slim, it's the movie about the two black couple who end up killing a white cop, and the white cop, you know, basically baited them, like he was like harassing them, and he pulled the gun, and then they fought, and the black dude got the gun and shot the cop, and then they were on the run, right? So
for five days,
great movie, by the way, cinematography. Blew my mind. The soundtrack is amazing. The score for the movie, so the actual songs in the movie, even better than the soundtrack itself. Amazing movie. Really good. Had comedic relief and very serious moments at the same time. Amazing movie. Now, spoiler alert, because I'm about to spoil the shit if you haven't seen it. There is a part in the movie where they get caught, right? So they have a bounty on their head for $250. And basically, they get trapped, or they get set up, kind of. So, this dude, he's black, he tells him that he's about to get him a plane, and they're going to fly to Cuba because they wanted to go to Cuba, and that's, you know, that's how they were going to get out of America so they can escape the police on that Asata Shakur type shit and be out of here. So dude picks him up, and he's taking him. He's literally on the runway, and they get out the car, and all the police show up, and obviously it don't end well. And the dude who doesn't know them from a can of paint doesn't owe them shit, and they don't owe him nothing, walks away with $250,000. Now, the argument that I've been seeing a lot of people saying that, oh, he's a rat, niggas ain't shit, you know, he's a snitch, all this shit. But I honestly, do I see something wrong with what he did?
Sure, morally, sure.
Morally, yeah, but again, they didn't owe him shit. He didn't owe them anything either. And he was literally just some dude living in Florida. Like, he was
trailer.
In a trailer. So he needed money. It's not like he was like balling or nothing. So from that aspect, I don't see anything really wrong with what he did. Now, would I personally do it? I don't think so. But if I saw somebody else do it, would I be mad that they got $250,000 for just turning people in? I'm like, God damn, I don't know. It could have been my money. Like, but I don't know. I just feel like I heard like people kind of blow that shit out of proportion with all this no snitching shit. Especially because, you know, a lot of people don't, niggas don't owe you nothing. So what do you think about
that's
it?
That's my thing. People don't owe you nothing.
Yeah.
I didn't have any problem with what he did. Is he fucked up morally? Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a pretty good movie if you can get past how unrealistic it is. Because it is a movie at the end of the day.
Yeah, it's definitely still a movie. So you're going to be watching,
it's definitely still a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, I didn't feel robbed when I paid my $11
for it. I thought it was amazing. Yeah. I love it. So
$11 well spent.
Yeah, for real.
I'm going to go see it again.
Yeah, I think I am going to see it again. It's a good movie. Yeah. Mike, would you, from an outsider standpoint, because you didn't see the movie.
No, I didn't. But like,
but just from hearing that, like,
hearing that, I don't see nothing wrong with what the nigga did. I mean, would I have done it? I probably wouldn't have done it. I would have let that brother and sister go free or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that you said, he tricked them.
Yeah.
Well. There
like
was
actively like.
Well, what happened was
pursued them, like, on
there was somebody who was helping them, wherever they had escaped to, and they got in contact with this dude. And he's like, "All right, I'm gonna help y'all. I know somebody who has a plane." Da-da-da-da. So they go to his trailer, and he's like, "All right." He said that the plane's gonna be ready for tomorrow, and they're like, "Nah, we need to go today." So he calls the dude back, and he's like, "All right, they're trying to pull up today." Whole time he's on the phone with the cops. So he takes them to where they're supposed to be, and, you know, things happen, and that's it. So he collects his $250,000, and boom.
Part of that is their fault for getting caught, because when they asked him, he said, "You gotta wait 24 hours to get the plane."
Mm.
And then they said, "That's too long," so he's like, "Let me make another call." All right, it's an hour.
Yeah, that's sketchy. Like, sketchy. That should have been their that, you know... Their guard was down at that point because they were probably just tired from running. They just wanted to be out of here. So, I mean, I get that, but it could have been, you know, they could have. The movie itself was still unrealistic. Like, it's still just a movie. It's a movie, but it was a great movie. If you haven't seen it yet, definitely go see it. I hope, you know, if we didn't ruin it for you. I mean, there's still a lot of stuff that happens in between, so we really didn't ruin it that much. I mean, you can kind of just watch the trailer and kind of guess what happens in a way, but it is what it is. Do y'all have anything else?
That's all I got, brother.
You good?
I think that's all I got.
I'm done. Like we said, this is the second episode that we recorded this evening.
91B.
So if we sound a little drowsy, it's because we just went 3 hours on side A. You feel me? So
we literally just did a 4 hour podcast.
Yeah, we did, but we like that. So we'll be back next week too. Yeah. And the visuals are coming back. Mm-hmm. Live podcast coming in February. Currently working on everything right now. It's gonna be dope. As of right now, it is only one show. I'm not sure if we're gonna do it like a North Jersey show. Obviously, we would love to. Depends on scheduling and everything like that, because we do have a lot of friends up north. So we're gonna work on it. We're gonna do what we possibly can. But as of right now, it's gonna be that one show. More than likely, it will be towards the end of February. and we will have dates as soon as possible. We'll probably do tickets on Eventbrite. We're not going to, you know, it's going to be a free event, but we just got to keep track of the heads and shit. But yeah, definitely be on the lookout for it. Make sure you hit up the website. We're going to have some new merch dropping in the new year.
Wear the merch to the live
show. Yeah, wear the merch to the live show, and we will have merch that you can buy at the live show. So we will have merch on hand. That's another thing that I've been new working merch on. Is in the works. Yeah, new merch is in the works. So definitely cop up what's on there right now, because pretty soon all of that will be gone, and we will be doing like a rebrand, just more stuff, just new stuff. So we're just gonna try and keep it fresh. But you know, we're not gonna change up too much. It's still not that serious. So
just more.
Yeah, just more scaling. I mean, I'm sure you already hear the voices. Our voices sound like fucking butter over this shit because we figured out this mixer finally. And it's gonna sound even more amazing once we put it with the visuals, and once you see that we're gonna be dressing up the room a little bit better. You know what I'm saying? It's just
good things.
Everything, yeah. Good things. Man. Good things coming in 2020. We're all working men. So, you know, you gotta excuse us when it comes to certain things. But y'all been rocking with us for 3 years now. So you know the fucking vibes. Like, I ain't gotta say too much. But if you're not following us on everything, definitely hit up NTS Pod. I'm sorry, NTSPodcast.com. You can see where to follow us on everything. Cop the merch. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter. All of our social medias, 5-star ratings for any time you leave a review. And I think that is episode 91B.
Yes, sir.
Mike, you got anything to say, bro? Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. Nigga. Yeah, nigga just gave everybody fucking mesothelioma.
What I got to say is, lick the balloon knot. Happy 2020, y'all. See y'all next time.
Oh, jeez. Yo.
Bro, you think you got-